Things Change, My Dear, by Shosh. Fandom, Supernatural RPS. Pairing, Jared Padalecki and Jensen Ackles. Rating, NC-17. Summary. It's July 2005, and Jensen Ackles is meeting the man of his dreams at the bus stop. Jensen was running late, because parents were really stupid about their kids, Jesus Christ. He was worried he was going to actually hit Mrs. Norman if she didn't stop insisting that there had to be more wrong with her son. He was recovering normally. That was supposed to be a good thing, not a sign he secretly had cancer. He was supposed to be meeting up with a couple of his friends from school who were coming into town, and he really, really wanted to make his bus, because he hated being the loser who went to a bar dressed in work clothes. So he wasn't paying attention at all, just booking it for the bus stop when he got pretty much completely taken out by some giant guy. "Oh God, I'm really sorry, I wasn't paying attention," said the guy immediately, starting to pick up papers. Jensen dragged himself to a sitting position, gingerly probing his head to see if he'd actually done it any damage. Probably not, he decided. Just his pride. The guy found the last of his papers and stood up, and then up some more. Jensen surprised he didn't actually get steamrolled. Jesus. "Sorry," the guy said again, smiling down at him through messy bangs. He had moles and uneven teeth, and somehow he was the most adorable thing Jensen had ever seen. Probably a student, he decided absently. Maybe a Harvard kid. And really, really cute. It's okay, Jensen managed, even though he was feeling kind of dizzy and hazy. The guy offered him a hand, and Jensen took it, suddenly presented with the reality that he was, in addition to being really cute, was really strong and broad and hopefully single. "Happens," he continued. The guy gave another nervous smile, shy and small. "If you're not too pissed, maybe you can help me out?" "Maybe," Jensen said, trying not to do anything embarrassing, like drool or jump him. "What do you need?" "The 86 bus," said the guy. "I'm a little lost." Jensen grinned. "That's where I'm headed anyway. Just, hurry." Jensen's watch told him they actually had to run, so further conversation was pretty much out, and the bus was too packed for them to even stand together. Jensen bit down on a sharp stab of disappointment, concentrating instead on how good it would be to see Pete and Lyle, putting the big kid with the big hands out of his mind. He was probably straight anyway. The next day, the guy was at the bus stop before Jensen got there. "Hey," he said, grinning as Jensen came up. "Didn't get a chance to thank you yesterday. Probably would have wandered the neighborhood for hours if I didn't run into you." His smile turned sheepish again. Literally. "Did I mention I was sorry?" Jensen couldn't help laughing. "Yeah, you did. No big, man. I didn't think you were out to get me." "Definitely not. I'm Jared, by the way. Jared Padalecki." "Jensen Ackles." "Where do you live, anyway?" Jared asked. "You got off a stop before me last night." He flushed a little. "Not that I was stalking you or anything. Just curious." Jensen filed that one away, because, hey, Jared cared. "Brighton Center." Jared nodded. "Okay, I definitely know where that is. Kind of, anyway. I'm still getting the hang of it." "When'd you move in?" he asked. He wasn't the best at small talk, but if Jared was putting in the effort to talk to him, he was going to put some effort back in. Hopefully Jared wouldn't mind the awkward. Jared stretched, and Jensen couldn't help taking in the powerful lines of his body. Kid was built. "Last week, really, really new in town." "Where from?" "California, L.A. Jensen had to snort. "You're gonna die come winter, man." Jared laughed. He had a laugh Jensen had to think of as boisterous, which was one of those words he'd learned for the SATs and never thought he'd need in the real world. "Don't tell me you're one of those crazy New Englanders who wears sandals in the snow," he grinned. "I've heard stories." "Nah, southern boy. But I kind of like it now. Not enough for sandals, but, you know." "Southern, huh? Whereabouts?" asked Jared as the bus pulled up. Jensen couldn't help grinning. Front of the line, and he was totally going to get to talk to Jared the whole way home. Well, if everything went well. "Richardson," he said automatically. He realized that wasn't actually that helpful. Texas, near Dallas." Jared grinned, taking an empty seat and gesturing for Jensen to sit next to him. "No, I know Richardson. I'm from San Antonio." "Oh," said Jensen, not really sure where to go with that. He knew this was a natural conversation lag, and he wanted to come up with some fantastic icebreaker to keep them going, but he was having a little trouble. He wanted to know so much about Jared, it was almost scary. Why he'd been in L.A., why he was in Boston now, where he worked, what he liked, if he was single, if he was into guys at all, and he didn't know where to start. Jared's phone buzzed, saving him, and Jared picked it up and flipped it open, eyes lighting up as he laughed a little. "What happened?" Jensen asked. Jared shook his head, fingers flying over the tiny phone keypad as he replied. Jensen didn't know how Jared hit the right keys with hands his size. Hell, he wasn't sure how he didn't break the phone. Just a text. Girlfriend? Asked Jensen, feeling like the least subtle guy on the planet. Jared apparently noticed too, arching an eyebrow in amusement. But he didn't reply immediately, just smiled almost wistfully and looked down. So I wasn't reading you wrong, he said, in a tone Jensen couldn't quite place. No, he admitted. That a problem? Definitely not, said Jared, his voice more sure. I was really kind of hoping, but, he laughed a little. The text, that was my daughter. Jensen blinked. You're kind of young? Yeah, Jensen admitted. He'd put Jared at no more than 25, figured him for possibly a student. If he had a daughter old enough to text him, he was a lot older than he looked. Or got married a lot younger. Jared duffed his head. I know, it was stupid. You don't have to explain, Jensen said quickly. No, I don't mind, said Jared, waving his hand. Trust me, I'm the first person to admit when I'm being stupid. He took a break. I was the dumbass who knocked up a girl on prom night. Jensen stared, only realizing how bad that was after Jared noticed him doing it. Jared didn't seem offended, though, just laughed. I know, how cliche can you get? I was actually going to Hollywood, trying to make it as an actor. Left right after graduation. I was there for 3 months before my ex called me and started raving about pregnancy and how she was going to fucking kick my ass. Jensen swallowed. Jesus. Jared looked sheepish, as if he'd only just realized how much he'd said. So, he said, yeah, I'd love to go out with you sometime if you're interested, but I've got some baggage. Jensen blinked, because assuming all that was true, it was probably the most honesty he'd gotten from a guy in a pretty long time. Dinner, maybe? Jensen suggested, and Jared's face lit up. Yeah, I'd really like that. The first time Jensen saw Jared on his TV was the night of their first date. They'd been on the bus home together every day, so they'd already gotten through most of the standard small talk. Jared was starting college at MIT in the fall. Better late than never, right? He'd asked, flashing a grin, and had a job helping out in a lab for the summer, which was why he was here in the first place. He'd stayed in San Antonio for the first few years of his daughter's life, tried to go back to L.A. and make the acting thing work last year, but found out it wasn't for him like he thought it was. Jensen had even admitted his own aborted dream of being an actor, something he usually didn't talk about. Something about Jared just made him feel comfortable, maybe. Maybe something a little less lame. Either way, he'd known Jared had done a little acting, but he was totally unprepared to catch Jared in a rerun of something. It made for a good conversation starter, anyway. So when Jared arrived at the restaurant, tall and broad and really hot in a tight t-shirt and jeans, Jensen could say, with something approaching smoothness, "Were you in a teen girl show?" Jared groaned. "Oh, man, you saw that?" "How? When?" "Totally by accident," said Jensen, grinning widely. "It was on when I turned on the TV earlier today." "Gilmore Girls," said Jared, shaking his head. "I did the pilot, and then I had to go home before I even found out it got picked up. Sad story, man." Jensen cracked his shit up. "You would have been a million girls' first boyfriend." "I think I already was. Sometimes I get fan mail for it. It was like 10 minutes, tops." Jensen shook his head. "You were dreamy, man." "I still am," Jared shot back. "We getting a table, or are you just going to make fun of me all night?" Jensen mock sighed. "If we must." What it came down to in the end was that Jensen really liked Jared. Based on a week of train rides and part of a date, yes, but that didn't bother him nearly as much as it should have. He liked the guy enough he was already trying to plan more dates, trying to figure out how soon he could kiss him, just wanting things, wanting a lot. And he'd never had to take a child into account with this kind of thing before. He'd honestly thought he never would have to, which was maybe stupid. Being gay didn't mean kids were never going to be an issue. Besides, he was 27. It shouldn't have been an issue for a long time anyway. So, Jensen started, halfway through his burger. "Is your daughter at home alone?" "She's 4, Jared said, smiling a little. "She's a little too young to babysit herself." Jensen blinked. "She's just 4? How old did you think I was?" "But she texted you." "Not on her own," Jared clarified. "She dictates. My sister writes." "Your sister?" "She's 19, goes to BU. She's with Alex now. That's part of why we moved up here. I knew Meggie would help me out." Jensen nodded. He had to admit, Jared's dedication was kind of impressive. Balancing a child, an education, and a part-time job at 22 was pretty much Jensen's idea of hell. "Tell me about her," he found himself saying. "Meggie or Alex?" "Alex." Jared grinned, looking down at his plate, a graveyard of fries. "She's amazing. We were going to put her up for adoption. That's what her mother wanted. But I took one look at her and I couldn't. I screwed up my whole life to keep her, you know? Jensen stared. Hollywood would have eaten you alive, man, he said finally. Jared laughed. Shut up. So what is she like? She's 4. She likes ponies and Disney movies and ninjas. Ninjas? We watched The Karate Kid. She got really into it. Really progressive of you. You're just jealous I got a kid who draws ninja ponies. Jensen shook his head, laughing a little. When he looked back up, Jared was just looking at him, curious and happy. What? Asked Jensen. You still interested? He asked. In me, I mean. Jensen swallowed, taken off guard by the question. He wondered, over the years, how many people had turned Jared down just because of his kid. He couldn't imagine a lot of other reasons to do it. Yeah, he said, more sure of that than he had been of a lot of other things in his life. So, said Jared, can I walk you home? Jensen raised his eyebrows. Walk me home? Jared laughed. Do you stop doing that after high school? I'm pretty rusty at this, man. You're going to need to give me pointers. You can walk me home, Jensen said, smiling. It's this way. Jared's shoulder knocked against his as they walked, close but not too close, companionable maybe. Do you want to catch a movie? Jensen asked, kind of rushed. He'd been trying to figure out what to ask, what to say, and a movie seemed safe, and cheaper than getting another dinner. Jared can't be rolling in money between college and the kid. Sometime. Jared grinned. Yeah, but, not for a few days? I feel bad making Maggie watch the kid too often. She wouldn't say anything, but yeah. Whenever you're free, Jensen said with a shrug. I get it, man. Jared smiled. Thanks, he laughed a little. For a while, I just didn't tell guys about the kid. Some girls dig it, you know? They think kids are adorable and think they're good with them. But guys always got kind of spooked. Jensen shrugged a little awkwardly. It wasn't like he wasn't spooked. But Alex was still kind of an abstract concept for him. Something so unfamiliar he couldn't quite comprehend it. His brother had a son, but Logan was a baby, not a person yet at all. I never really thought about it, he admitted. Me neither, Jared agreed. So why'd you tell me? I had a couple of guys I really liked, and I was kind of lying to them. Figured if it's going to be a problem, I should get it out there before I get attached. Oh, said Jensen. So that's my whole honesty is the best policy thing right now, he said brightly. Tell me if I get too TMI on you. Jensen had to snort at that. Too TMI? Did you really just say that? Shut up, said Jared, laughing and blushing dully. It's how the kids talk now. You know, you're remarkably out of touch for 22. I'm with it, Jared said. He clucked his tongue. I know Wednesday's kind of a weird date night, but Alex does swimming and Maggie has a crush on the teacher, so she always takes her. Could you do that? As long as it's kind of early, Jensen grinned. I need my beauty sleep. Wouldn't want you going ugly on me, Jared agreed. They spent the rest of the walk back to Jensen's figuring out what movie to see. Jared arguing for some terrible chick flick Jensen had never heard of, on the grounds that it was romantic, and Jensen arguing for Batman Begins on the grounds that they actually wanted to see it, which ended up winning out. This is me, Jensen said, stopping in front of his door. If I say I had a really good time tonight, are you going to call me out on my sucky dating technique? Yeah. I did anyway, said Jared, and leaned down to kiss Jensen before he could make fun at all. It wasn't making out, not even close. No tongue, not even lingering, just a brush of lips, and then Jared grinned at him. So I'll see you on the bus Monday? Yeah, Jensen agreed. See you Monday. By the next Tuesday, they'd gone out 3 times. The movie was mostly the two of them being enraptured by explosions, and after, Jared waved his arms around, describing his favorite parts. Jensen mostly just watched, fondness and something nearly alive in his chest. On Sunday, they went to the common and walked around. Jensen had sort of expected Alex to be there, because it seemed like such a kid-friendly date. But it was just the two of them, and Jared held his hand the whole time. He'd asked first, a little hesitant, and Jensen hadn't known quite what to make of it. He wondered if Jared would have been this kind of affectionate without a child in his life, or if he's just used to touching everyone. So on Tuesday, Jensen was feeling good, thinking about asking Jared out for Thursday, hoping to get a kiss that lasted more than 3 seconds while he was at it. But then, when he got to the bus stop, Jared was blushing dark red and wearing a pink cone hat that said Birthday Princess on it, so that kind of took priority. Jensen raised his eyebrows. Alex bought it for me, Jared said, before he could say anything. Or she and Maggie did, I guess. Maggie didn't tell her what it said other than birthday, and Alex made me promise to wear it all day. Alex bought it for me, Jared said, before he could say anything. Or she and Maggie did, I guess. Maggie didn't tell her what it said other than birthday, and Alex made me promise to wear it all day. It was really, really adorable, and Jensen couldn't help himself. Leaned over and kissed Jared right there, quick and sure, because of course his daughter wouldn't know if he had the hat on all day, but he was doing it anyway. Jared blinked, and Jensen just smiled. "It's your birthday?" "Yeah," said Jared, looking down. "You didn't tell me." "Dude, we've had 3 dates and known each other for, what, 2 weeks? I didn't want you thinking you had to get me anything." "Happy birthday anyway," Jensen said. "Big plans? Me, my kid, and a Pixar marathon. And cake. Duh." For the first time, Jensen felt a jolt of want at the idea of a family like that. He hadn't ever thought much about kids one way or the other. Wasn't one of those people who thought he'd be completed by marriage and children. But the idea of cuddling next to Jared on a couch, a warm body between them, he didn't know he wanted that. He swallowed. "Can I take you out on Thursday?" he asked. "Dinner and a movie?" Jared smiled, but Jensen could already see the rejection in it. "Maggie's got a date on Thursday. Sorry." "I could..." He stopped, wondering if this was the kind of thing he was allowed to say. "I could rent something," he said. "Kid-friendly." Jared stared at him for a long moment, and Jensen knew the answer was still no. "Man, I'd like to, but it's too soon, man. It's not..." "Hey," said Jensen, "you don't have to explain." "You're always trying to let me off easy," said Jared, offering Jensen a seat and standing next to him. "Your kid comes first," said Jensen. "I get it." Jared looked like he wanted to say something else, but he didn't. Finally just shook his head and repositioned, stood a little closer to Jensen, his legs brushing against Jensen's side as he sat. Thursday at 6, Jensen's phone rang loudly as he got out of the shower. "Hello?" "Hey," Jared said, sounding excited. "Maggie's date canceled on her last minute. Wanted to see if I could pick up some takeout and bring a movie over to your place. Unless you're busy now." Jensen looked around his apartment. It was kind of dirty and smelly, and there were stains on his couch from the last time Isaac had stopped by and spilled beer all over it. But Jared was offering to come over, and Jensen sure as hell wasn't going to say no to that. "Pizza," said Jensen. "Give me half an hour." He could hear Jared's happiness practically radiating through the phone, even if all he said was, "See you soon." Jared arrived 35 minutes later with a half-cheese, half-everything pizza. "Figured I'd cover my bases," he explained with a grin, sticking the box down on the coffee table with a DVD of Michael Keaton's Batman. At Jensen's look, he just grinned. "Thought we could stick to the theme. And if you don't like it, you can show me whatever you want." "I like it," Jensen said easily, watching Jared check out the apartment. It still wasn't clean, exactly, but it had downgraded from pigsty to lived in, which was about all he'd been hoping for. "Want a beer? Or soda, whatever?" He had yet to see Jared drink. He assumed because of his kid. Although Jensen had trouble believing one beer would even affect the guy. "Soda's good," said Jared easily, flopping down on Jensen's couch with a grin. "Thanks for letting me come over." Jensen grabbed a plate and a couple of cans of Coke, shaking his head. "Yeah, because hanging out with my boyfriend is such a hardship." Immediately he regretted the words. He wasn't really sure if Jared was his boyfriend. They hadn't really been dating that long, and Jensen sort of figured it was exclusive. But he didn't actually know. Jared didn't seem to have time to see someone else. He said quickly, putting down the soda and refusing to look at Jared. "Whatever." Jared tugged his arm, though, pulled him down onto the couch and kissed him, hot and wet and everything Jensen had been wanting, pretty much since he saw Jared, actually. He moaned, pressed closer, pushed Jared back against the cushions as they made out shamelessly. Jensen only pulled back when he heard Jared's stomach growl, and Jared blushed. "Skipped lunch," he explained. Jensen straightened up, handed Jared a plate. "Eat up." They ate most of the pizza between the two of them, talked through half the movie and kissed through the other half, greasy and perfect. And it was almost physically painful to let Jared go at the end of the night. "See you tomorrow," Jared murmured as they made out at the door. "Mmm," said Jensen, way more interested in sucking on Jared's tongue. Jared groaned as he pulled away. "Seriously, I gotta go." Jensen let go reluctantly, wondering how Alex felt about sleepovers, or how Jared felt about them. "Bye," he said, smiling a little. And Jared pecked him one last time and was out the door. Apparently, Jensen had a boyfriend. Saturday morning, kind of ungodly early, his phone rang. The caller ID said Jared, though, so he couldn't really mind that much. "Hey," he said, trying to sound upbeat and fun, like a good boyfriend, not a zombie. "Are you Jensen?" asked the girl's voice, kind of irritably. For a minute, he felt that maybe Jared had been lying to him this whole time, did not have a daughter, and just had a jealous girlfriend. Yes? He tried. This is Megan Padalecki, said the girl. I need to talk to you. Jensen sat up, scrubbing the sleep out of his eyes immediately. Is Jared okay? Did something happen? There was a pause. No, he's fine. Look, just... Do you like him? Okay, so this was a call about his intentions. Jared would have a madly overprotective sister, it just figured. Of course, it wasn't actually a hard question. Yeah, he said. I really like him. And you like Alex. I haven't met Alex, Jensen pointed out. But you don't... You get it, right? Jensen's head hurt a little. Get what? She's not, like, a puppy or a theoretical concept. She's a kid. She's kind of shy around strangers, and she likes to draw, and she's never even met her mom. She calls my mom that because that's what Jared always calls her. Jensen didn't know quite what to say to that, because he thought he got it, but he'd never done this before. I've never done this before, he admitted, but, I really like your brother a lot. Just think about it, Megan said. He's not going to want to introduce you for a long time, because he ends up getting hurt one way or another. How often has this happened? Asked Jensen, pissed at everyone who hurt Jared, not just for hurting him, but for having the opportunity to do so in the first place. Not that often, Megan admitted, but it sticks with you. Don't be that guy, Jensen. Jensen was just quiet at the phone for a long time because he didn't know how to be this kind of responsible. He couldn't promise anything. Anyway, she said, sounding weirdly chipper, my dork brother wants to see you again Monday night. Expect a call. Jensen just kind of stared at his cell phone after she hung up. There had been a lot of things he'd been idly worried about in his relationship with Jared, but suddenly death by college girl was at the top of his list. July rolled into August, and Jensen was really, really hoping to hit third base sometime this month. You haven't even gotten him naked yet? Asked Isaac. Fucking weak, man. It's been a month, said Jensen. That's not that long. But you're crazy about the guy, Isaac pointed out. Everything I hear is Jared, Jared, Jared. Yeah, I am, Jensen agreed, thunking his head down on the table. God. The thing was, if Jensen had his way, he probably would have gone out with Jared every night. He would have invited him over for dinner. Did, more often than not. Watched all the bad TV shows Jared liked, whatever. As it was, he at least saw him 5 days a week, held his hand on the bus, and got a few dates out of it. Granted, he'd never been so close to his right hand before, but Jared was worth it. You're pathetic, man. Remember Kelly Patrick senior year? Asked Jensen. With the promise ring? You never got her naked, and you were totally whipped. Fuck, don't talk about her. God, she was hot. Jensen snickered. You gonna introduce me to him sometime soon, by the way? I'm getting curious. Jensen sighed, leaning back. Trust me, I want to. Just every time I get him, I'm not really thinking about sharing. Isaac snorted. Horn dog. Like you can talk. Whatever. How about this? Me and Maggie are doing a barbecue next week, kind of last minute, celebrate the end of the summer kind of thing. Ask him to come. Jensen took a swig of beer. Tell him it's kid-friendly. Hell, I don't care who he brings. Jensen sighed. Yeah, I'll mention it. Isaac cocked his head, then just took a big bite of burger. You're screwed, man. Yeah. So, said Jensen. Jared was curled into him on the couch. They had until Alex's swimming class was over, and Jared was showing him this office show. Jensen was trying to pay attention, but a lot more of his energy was going into the cuddling. My best friend Isaac. Hmm? Asked Jared, looking up. Jensen did not kiss him, because they needed to talk, not make out. He really wants to meet you, Jensen flushed a little. Apparently I talk about you all the time. Jared grinned. Yeah? Anyway, it's Saturday, and he said you were welcome. Jared clucked his tongue. I don't know. I don't want to make Maggie. They could come, Jensen said too quickly. He said it was kid-friendly. Jared was quiet for a while, and Jensen took a deep breath, threaded his fingers in Jared's. I really like you, he said quietly. And I'd kind of like this to... He laughed. I don't know. Go somewhere? Keep going? Me too, said Jared just as quietly. So, Jensen squeezed Jared's hand. I want to meet your family. I don't care if it's at a barbecue or whatever. I just want it to be somewhere. It was quiet again for a while, and the TV still talking in the background, but Jensen had no idea what was happening. Pretty much all he was sure about was Jared's warmth against his side, Jared's hand in his, Jared's refusal to meet his eyes. If he lost this, he was going to be fucking heartbroken. Jared got up, but didn't let go of his hand, so that seemed maybe good. "Come on," said Jared.
"What?"
Jared let out a long breath. "Let's go watch this at my place, and, you can meet them when they get back."
"Jared, man, I didn't mean..." Jared kissed him, strong hands balled into Jensen's shirt.
"I really like you, too," he said simply.
"And you're right, but I don't want you to meet her for the first time at a barbecue, so yeah. Want to come over?"
It was a little sooner than he'd expected.
"Sure," he managed.
"You're so nervous," said Jared, after about the third time Jensen nearly jumped out of his skin at the sound of a car passing outside. He sounded kind of amused and fond.
"Shut up," Jensen muttered. "I can't remember the last time I talked to a kid. Probably when Mac was one."
"They're just little people," Jared said pragmatically. "And, honestly, she's probably not going to say anything to you today and just hide behind Maggie."
"Seriously?"
"Sorry, man. She's not great around strangers."
"So what do I do?"
"Breathe, for one." Jared smiled and squeezed his hand.
"Don't stress it if you guys aren't BFF or whatever. Say hi. Talk to me and Maggie, but try to include her. Don't swear. Just be yourself, man."
"Right," said Jensen, resisting the urge to ask for a piece of paper for notes. It was like his physical therapy finals all over again, except there was a kid involved. He relaxed back into the couch, Jared's arm solid around his shoulders, and tried to watch TV, tried to ignore the antsy feeling in his stomach. He heard footsteps clomping up the stairs around 8:30 and stiffened. Jared kissed the top of his head.
"Seriously, dude, don't worry."
"Easy for you to say," Jensen mumbled.
"Trust me," said Jared a little tightly. "I've got tons to worry about."
It somehow hadn't occurred to him that Jared would be stressing out just as much, and he realized probably his stressing out helped with that. It probably was easier for Jared that Jensen cared so much, because if he didn't... Jared flicked off the TV as the door opened.
"Maggie."
"Megan," Jensen reminded himself, only Jared was allowed to call her Maggie. "Came in first." She wasn't nearly as tall as Jared, of course, but she was still on the tall side for a girl, pretty and dark-haired. She blinked in surprise when she spotted Jensen standing next to Jared, and he saw her eyes flick to Jared with a question. Then Alex came in. She was talking about something. Jensen couldn't quite hear what through his own nervousness, but she stopped as soon as she spotted him. Her brown hair was wet, curling a little as it dried, and her eyes were the same hazel as Jared's. The first thing he could really think was, yeah, that was Jared's daughter.
"Hey," he said awkwardly to both of them. Alex shuffled behind Megan's leg, sticking her towel in her mouth and looking very small.
Jared gave his hand one last squeeze and crossed the room to kneel down next to his daughter, talking to her in a voice so quiet Jensen could barely hear it. He hadn't realized Jared was capable of speaking that quietly. Megan, in the meantime, crossed the room and smiled at him.
"You must be Jensen."
"Yeah," he said. "Hi."
She laughed. "Nice to meet you. Don't pass out."
"I'm not."
"Come on, sit down. I need to grill you. Jared hasn't let me grill one of his boyfriends in ages."
"I'm not letting you grill this one," Jared called from near the door.
"Maggie!"
"Ignore him. What do you do, Jensen?"
"I'm a physical therapist," he said, "out near Harvard."
"And that's how you met my dork brother, right? On the bus?"
"Yeah."
Megan grinned, leaned in conspiratorially. "You should have heard him talk about you on the first day. I thought he was going to stalk you for your number."
"They're never going to find your body, Maggie," said Jared.
Then, "Hey, Jensen, come over here."
Jensen wiped his palms on his jeans, stood up, and went over to the door where Jared was still crouched next to Alex.
She looked so small next to him, shy and scared, and Jensen could relate. He'd always been a shy kid himself. He knelt down next to Jared, held up one hand in a greeting.
"Hi."
Alex ducked behind Jared's knee and stared up at Jensen. "This is Jensen, Alex," Jared said quietly. "He wanted to invite us to a party this weekend."
"Yeah," Jensen said. "I don't really like new people much either, so I was hoping you and your dad would come keep me company. And," he added quickly, because as far as he knew, all kids loved animals, "my friend Isaac has a really nice dog who likes to make friends."
He was pretty sure he caught a flicker of interest in Alex's eyes before she turned totally into Jared, her little hands clutching his t-shirt. Jared picked her up easily.
"I think it's bedtime, kid."
"Story," he heard Alex say, soft and insistent. "Aunt Meg's going to do your story today, okay?"
"I want you," said Alex.
"Honey," Jared started, and Jensen touched his arm.
"Dude, read your kid a story."
Jared glanced behind him, looking surprised.
"It could take a while."
Jensen shrugged. "If it gets too late, I'll go home."
Jared grinned, leaned over, and kissed him quickly, carrying his daughter to another room. His daughter, Jesus. So, said Megan quietly, what do you think?
I think she's terrified of me, and I think the feeling might be mutual.
Meg snorted. She's 4. And if she doesn't like me, I'm screwed.
Megan fixed him with a look. Want to know a secret?
Sure.
4-year-olds are easy, Jensen. She stretched, clicking off the TV. Once she gets used to you, she's not going to hold a grudge or rebel. She's not old enough yet. She's going to like you.
Jensen hesitated. I'm thinking there's a but here.
Yeah, said Megan.
Jared, you know why he wouldn't introduce you?
He thought I was going to freak out and leave, he suggested.
It felt kind of egotistical
to think that was it.
Megan snorted. He thinks you're amazing, Jensen. He wasn't worried you were going to run.
Jensen flushed.
But, you know, he's not worried about him. He's worried about Alex. No one's ever tried getting close to her. And if you do, and then you guys break up...
Jensen blinked.
It hadn't ever... He hadn't thought about that at all. Which was kind of... selfish, probably, was the word. Probably not paternal, either, because Alex wasn't actually something to use to help him get Jared. Wasn't some boss he needed to defeat in order to win the game and get the guy. Alex was a little girl who didn't have a mother and never had. This was a family. A family he was trying to join.
I don't want to break up with him, said Jensen, aware of how stupid it sounded, how small and useless.
But Megan smiled at him, just said, yeah, and turned the TV back on. Jensen ended up dozing a little, woke up when Jared shook his shoulder, smiling a little.
It's like 9, said Jared fondly. You're getting old.
Shut up, Jensen retorted easily, pulling Jared down with him. Jared went easily, laughing.
Thanks for sticking around, he said.
Jensen knew he didn't mean it like that, but it sounded heavy all the same.
Alex didn't end up coming to the barbecue, even if Jared did. But Jared started letting Jensen come over, inviting him for dinner when Megan was out, for movies with Alex, who, just as promised, stopped sitting exclusively in Jared's lap and started inching closer to Jensen after only a few days, curiosity getting the best of her. Jensen managed to impress her with his knowledge of Disney trivia, and seriously, he'd have to thank Matt for that one sometime, and by introducing her to the Ninja Turtles.
Can't believe you didn't try them,
Jensen whispered smugly.
Second movie scared the shit out of me when I was little, Jared pouted.
Seriously?
Don't judge.
She seems to dig it. Maybe she's not a wuss like her dad.
You suck.
The thing was, Jensen knew that wasn't it. He felt like he should call his mama so she could give him a lecture about how a dog was too much responsibility, because if he couldn't handle a pet, he definitely couldn't handle a kid. Of course, Jared at 18 probably had thought the same thing. Definitely had. It was almost September when he finally gave in and called home, which felt a little like admitting defeat. But in September, everything was changing. Jared wouldn't be on the bus every day. He'd have classes and homework and Alex, and Megan would too. It would just be harder to coordinate things, and Jensen was already missing the last month, missing movies with his boyfriend and his daughter, missing watching Jared goof around, missing... well, he liked his life right now. But he didn't think it was love, what he felt for Alex. Jared was another matter. He was pretty fucking sure he loved Jared. But, yeah, he needed to talk to his mama.
Jensen, she said, pleased and surprised. Jensen was hit with a wave of guilt. He should call his mama more.
Thought you maybe forgot how to use the phone.
He flushed hotly.
Sorry, mama.
So how have you been, honey?
Good, he breathed out. Real good. I've got a boyfriend.
A boyfriend? She asked, sounding surprised and pleased.
Since when?
Guess we started going out in July, he said. But it's been a little different.
Different? She paused.
Tell me about him.
Jensen smiled. His name's Jared. He's from San Antonio, going to MIT. We get along great, Mama. He's pretty much perfect.
So what's different?
He's got a daughter.
A daughter?
Her name's Alex. She's 4. She's a good kid.
You don't sound sure about that.
No, I'm sure, Jensen said. He scrubbed his hand through his hair. I don't want them to think that I can be that guy if I can't be.
His mother was quiet.
A father, you mean? Jensen let out a breath.
Yeah.
His mother, to his shock, snorted.
Don't stress yourself out so much.
Huh?
Jensen, you're not marrying this boy, you're dating him. Just because he has a child doesn't mean you have to be his family right away. It's been 2 months. You're being an idiot.
Jensen blinked.
Oh. It happens to everyone, she said consolingly. Don't feel bad.
The last Sunday in August, he and Jared and Alex went to the common. Alex held his hand, and he tried not to think about if he liked it enough, if he felt natural enough. He felt happy, light, and maybe that was all he had to feel. Jared insisted on feeding ducks, which Jensen and Alex both had some skepticism for.
I don't like ducks, Alex confessed.
Why not? Asked Jensen.
Because they were mean to the swan, because it looked different.
Swans are a lot bigger, Jensen said, without thinking about it. I bet they could beat up the ducks.
Alex giggled.
This is the easy age, Jensen found himself thinking. She might not always like me.
You're both mean, said Jared loftily. Ducks get a bad rap.
No, they don't. They've got the statues, Jensen pointed out.
Swans have those boats.
Can we go on a boat? Asked Alex, tugging on Jared's sleeve.
Jared's eyes flicked up to Jensen.
How about you and Jensen go, since you like swans so much?
Alex looked up at him, eyes big and pleading.
Yeah, Jensen found himself saying. Let's go.
So, said Jared, as Jensen puttered around his kitchen that night, what now?
Jensen blinked.
I'm making you dinner?
Jared sighed, shook his head.
I mean, school starts in a couple days. I'm going to be busy.
You sure you want a boyfriend with a kid and a ton of freshman engineering classes and nosy little sister and...
Yeah, said Jensen, because he'd never not wanted Jared.
He'd wanted Jared since he first saw him, and he wanted...
Yeah, he repeated stronger. I want it all.
He wasn't sure exactly what response he'd been expecting, but Jared slamming him against the counter and trying to swallow his tongue wasn't it. Not that he was objecting, fisting his hands into Jared's shirt and kissing back, teeth clacking together as Jared whimpered into his mouth. Jensen sort of figured Jared wanted to take things slow, but the desperate noises Jared was making in the back of his throat were a pretty clear indication he didn't want that anymore. So he probably should have told Jared he was in love with him sooner. He guessed he hadn't actually told him that yet, in so many words, but he thought Jared kind of got it. Jared slipped his shirt off, running his hands over Jensen's ribs.
Are you trying to fuck me in the kitchen? Jensen managed. Because I have a bed.
Yeah? Asked Jared, eyes dark.
Want to show me?
Jensen swallowed.
Jesus, yes!
He slotted his hands against Jared's hips, pulled him back, and couldn't stop kissing him. They tripped through the hall and fell into the bed, Jensen unzipping Jared's jeans and slipping his hand in, praying Jared didn't kill him, or stop him, which sounded just as bad. But Jared moaned and sucked on Jensen's neck, thrusting against Jensen's hand as Jensen tugged his dick hard and fast. A few minutes later, and Jared just gave up, panting against Jensen and whimpering, "Please." Jensen smirked, undid his own jeans one-handed and shoved them down awkwardly, got their dicks together and jerked them both off, murmuring meaningless syllables against Jared's ear as they both fell apart. He wasn't sure how long it was before Jared's weight started to feel uncomfortable on top of him, cum drying between them, but he shoved him a little, finally.
Get off me, I still need to cook.
I don't know if I can move, Jared said, sounding kind of dazed and blissed out.
How long has it been since you got laid?
You don't want to know.
Okay, you probably do, but I don't want to have to kill you for making fun of me. Kids are the world's most effective cockblock.
Jensen managed to wrestle his way out from under Jared, laughing at Jared's small protesting noise.
Well, you can get it any time you want, you know, he pointed out, kicking his jeans off fully before pulling his boxers up.
Jared sat up and grinned.
Yeah?
Jensen snorted. For the past 2 months, yeah.
Jared laughed. So we've got some catching up to do.
After dinner. I know you need to recharge.
You're so good to me.
Damn straight, Jensen shot back.
Then, just so you know, I'm totally in love with you.
He didn't look at Jared, but he wasn't worried. He'd never been less worried in his life, he didn't think.
Me too, he heard Jared say softly.
Then louder.
So we're doing this?
And that was an easy one.
Yeah, we're doing this.
Part 2. Jensen's first night at Jared's.
I don't get it, Alex says, looking petulantly at Jared. Jared lets out a huff of breath, trying not to sound as stressed as he is. It's been almost 2 months since Alex met Jensen. Alex knows Jensen as Papa's boyfriend, although she calls him Jensen to his face. Both she and Jensen, independently to Jared's amusement, flatly refused Uncle Jen as a potential nickname. Jared thought it was cute. Apparently no one else agreed.
If you're cold, I can sleep with you, she continues. Jensen doesn't have to stay.
Jared runs his hand through his hair. He's never wanted to tell Alex that she'll understand when she's older as much as he does right now, but he hated that like nothing else when he was a kid, and he swore he'd never say it to his daughter. It's not like he can tell her, I really want to have sex with my boyfriend. Of course, he could have sex with Jensen without Jensen staying the night. They do a lot of things on dates, hand jobs and blowjobs and just rubbing up against each other like teenagers. But Jared's kind of a romantic, and he thinks their first time together should be more than that. He doesn't want to have to get up and leave after Jensen fucks him. And if he's honest, he wants Jensen next to him when he goes to sleep, when he wakes up. But it's not like he can tell that to Alex. He sighs. You like sleeping with me? Alex shrugs, a little defiantly. She only sleeps with him when she has nightmares, and never any other time, because she's a big girl now. But you like sleeping with Lila every night, right? He asks. Lila is her stuffed gorilla, the one she tells all her secrets to. Yeah, she says, as if she knows this is going to be a trick. Boyfriends are more like Lila, Jared says. You can sleep without them, but you like sleeping with them a lot better. But you never wanted anyone else to sleep over, says Alex quietly. I never liked anyone as much as I like Jensen. Is he going to leave? She asks, and Jared's sure she remembers Will and Tasha and the other people that Jared had introduced and who hadn't wanted to stay. He picks her up, glad he's strong enough that he'll probably be able to do this her whole life, or at least until he's old and gray. I don't know, Jared admits. He doesn't want to. He hasn't told Alex they love each other. It feels more permanent to tell her than it does to tell anyone else, even Jensen. It feels like it'll put her heart on the line, too. He likes us a lot. And that's why you want him to sleep over? Yeah, says Jared. Alex huffs. I guess that's okay. Jared hugs her close. Thanks, honey. I don't have to sleep with him, right? Jared doesn't laugh, but it takes a lot of effort. No, you don't. Megan started going out with Alex's swimming teacher a couple weeks into the school year, so they kind of end up with timeshares on date nights because someone's got to be home. Jared's almost always willing to do it because Maggie's the one doing him a favor, but sometimes he just has to get away. Stick around until I get home from work, he tells her, and then you can have as long as you want. She raises her eyebrows. Someone's chipper. Jared grins. Alex okayed Jensen sleeping over. So if I come home, I'm going to get an earful of ass sex? She asks. Thanks for the warning, big brother. Jared flushes a little, but he doesn't really care. It's not like Megan thinks he and Jensen are keeping it G-rated. Jensen know yet? He knows he's coming over. He doesn't know he's staying. I'm happy for you, you know, Megan says, glancing over. I'm glad you got a good one. Jared's grin multiplies by, like, a billion. Yeah, me too. He only has class until 2:30 on Friday, but Maggie doesn't have class at all because apparently BU doesn't believe in Friday classes, so she's usually okay picking Alex up from daycare and hanging around until Jared gets back, usually with Jensen in tow. So Jared is happy to wait around for his boyfriend to get out of work on Fridays because he figures everyone needs an end-of-the-week pickup. Plus, he loves seeing Jensen's face light up when he spots him. Hey, Jared says, leaning down to kiss Jensen as he gets out of work. How are you? Beat, says Jensen, knocking his shoulder against Jared's in a way that Jared knows means, arm around me now, fucker. He obliges. But Heather's recovering really nicely. Awesome. How was your quiz? Okay, I think, Jared says, ducking his head. I remembered all my formulas anyway. Formulae, Jensen corrects, grinning. Jerk. Hey, you want to stay over tonight? Jensen blinks, looking stunned. With you? No, with Maggie. I'm pimping you out to my sister. God, says Jensen. Yeah. Where's Alex going? Alex is staying, he says. She said it was okay. Jensen blinks, then he coughs. So, when you said stay, you meant stay, right? If stay is a euphemism for fucking me, yeah. Jensen swallows and Jared grins. Guess I could stay, he manages. They're pretty good at dinner. Alex seems to like Jensen, and Jensen likes her. They're just not totally sold on each other yet. Jared's pretty sure it's because they're both kind of shy and cautious, so it's kind of adorable. Alex explains what she learned about how animals prepare for the winter in class, and Jensen tells her about how Eskimos dress for the cold, and Jared reminds her of that time in Empire Strikes Back when Luke and Han have to cut open that llama thing and sleep in it. Don't be gross, Papa, Alex says. Then to Jensen, do penguins migrate? Jared just smiles into his milk. Are you still going to read to me? Alex says, while Jensen's doing the dishes. She sounds concerned, like Jensen's present might mean no one reads to her. How about Jensen reads to you tonight, he says. He hasn't suggested this to Jensen, but he thinks Jensen will probably do it. Jensen is easy like that. She scrunches her nose. Why is he going to read to me?
because I think he'll be good at it. Alex seems to be considering this carefully. Okay, can I pick a book? Yeah, he says, grinning. Go ahead. He goes into the kitchen himself, wraps his arms around Jensen, and rests his head on Jensen's shoulder. He wonders what he'd be like if he didn't have to feel grown up so soon. Wonders if he'd want to get domestic so fast. Wonders if he'd be going for relationships at all. He wonders if he'd be one of those actors who was hooking up all the time. Jensen leans back against him slightly. What's up? I told the kid you'd read to her. Why? Because I want you to. Okay, says Jensen. An hour later, Jared is leaning against the doorframe as Jensen lies in bed next to Alex. There was once, he reads softly, like he's already trying not to wake Alex. In the country of Aleph Bay, a sad city, the saddest of cities, a city so ruinously sad that it had forgotten its name, it stood by a mournful sea full of glum fish, which were so miserable to eat that they made people belch with melancholy, even though the skies were gray. Jensen lets out a miserable belch, and Alex giggles. Jensen looks up, catches Jared's eye, silently checking that he's doing okay. Jared's heart clenches in his stomach. All he can do is smile back as Jensen keeps reading. Jared's not nervous exactly. He's got anticipation and apprehension curling in his stomach. Because, yeah, he's done this before, but never with Jensen. Never with a guy he really loved. They're watching TV, and Jared is playing with Jensen's hand, an absent movement to keep himself from twitching too much, when Jensen's hand closes around him. Dude, says Jensen mildly, breathe. Jared huffs out a laugh. Sorry. Jensen glances at the clock. They have a general agreement to wait until the kid's been asleep for half an hour before they do anything, because in Jared's experience, Alex usually has nightmares either very early or very late in the night. I'm not going to be pissed if we don't do anything special tonight, Jensen says. Dude, are you kidding? I'm going to be pissed. Jensen laughs. Okay, then we'll, in a few minutes. Yeah, Jared agrees, and then kisses Jensen anyway, hot and slick in an unmistakable stark. Jensen moans and kisses back, slipping his hands under Jared's shirt. 5 more minutes. He manages somehow. We're not doing anything bad, Jared says, pushing down Jensen's collar to suck a hickey below his collarbone. He laughs shakily. She's going to think you're assaulting me. She's not going to wake up. God, I hope not. Jared growls and mutters, fuck it, pulls Jensen up and drags him to the bed. Eager much? Asks Jensen, but his voice is strained. So much, Jared says honestly. Fuck, says Jensen, pushes him down onto the bed and kisses him hard. Jared gets rid of Jensen's clothes quickly and efficiently. He'd like to be romantic or something, but the truth is, he wants this, wants it now, and he doesn't have enough blood going to his brain to be rational or plan anything. Jensen seems on board with this, fingers flying over Jared's shirt, yanking down his jeans, and suddenly they're both naked and everything is still. So, says Jensen, flushing all over, Jared can see. You want me to... Yeah, says Jared, spreading his legs open wider and grinning when Jensen whimpers. God, you have no idea, starts Jensen, then just shakes his head. He gets his jeans, pulls condoms and lube out of his back pocket, and blushes darker at Jared's expression. You've got a kid. Didn't think you wanted to keep this stuff around. Jared just smiles. Come on, I haven't got all night. Yeah, you do, says Jensen, but he's lubing up and stretching Jared open before Jared can respond. Jared hasn't gotten fucked in a while. He's a busy guy, and it's tough to make time for this, especially with Alex wanting her papa home every night. And high school wasn't really the place to have good gay sex. Nobody really had a fucking clue what to do with their hands, let alone their dicks. Jensen, though, Jensen knows. Jensen kisses him through the awkward beginning, the immediate feeling of fullness, the nervousness that maybe this isn't going to work, distracts him. And then he finds the right spot, and Jared gasps into his mouth. Gotta stay quiet, man, says Jensen quietly, stroking Jared's prostate as he talks, the fucker. There is no way I'm explaining this to your kid. Then be quiet and fuck me, Jared pants. There's a minute of hesitation, and Jared thinks Jensen might argue, but he realizes it's just Jensen fooling with the condom, slicking himself, and God, just thinking about that has Jared almost ready to come. Love you, says Jensen, and then he's pushing in, and Jared can't breathe, feels so full, and Jensen's not that far yet. Jensen stops, and Jared lets out his breath raggedly. Jesus, he says, and then laughs, feeling so fucking awkward, with Jensen's dick a little in his ass. It's been a while. You good? Yeah, keep going. Jensen kisses him again, and he's got a distracting tongue. Jared still can't breathe, but he's multitasking now, and it makes more sense. He focuses on, just on Jensen, and that makes it easier. And then Jensen pulls back from his mouth, and Jared realizes, Jesus.
You can move, he manages, even though he's not sure.
Jensen does hesitate now, but shakes his head,
pecks Jared on the mouth, and, God, yeah, that's...
Jensen, Jared pants, and he's not exactly glad they waited, but he's glad they're doing this now, and he wants to do it a lot more until it's familiar again, wants to have this forever, Jensen fucking him hard, kissing his neck and jerking him off as he goes.
God.
Yeah, says Jensen into his neck.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe Jared doesn't suck at this. Jared comes first, which doesn't really surprise him, because his control is pretty much shot to hell. Jensen comes inside him, which is pretty awesome, and then collapses on top of him, sweaty hair in his face, and that doesn't suck either. They disentangle awkwardly, Jared getting the condom into the trash and then putting some tissues over it, in case Alex comes in, and he's not sure why she'd root through his trash in the first place, but better safe than sorry, while Jensen just lies on the bed looking kind of dazed.
That good? Asks Jared, poking him in the stomach.
Not sure last time I went that long without sex.
Don't brag.
Not bragging, Jensen mutters. Come to sleep.
It's like 10.
It was a stressful day, he says.
Work?
I read, says Jensen pointedly. He's clearly half asleep already.
And I wanted to be good.
Jared smiles fondly at him, even though Jensen can't see it.
Maybe because Jensen can't see it.
You were.
I know I'm good, too.
Jensen says grumpily. Shouldn't even worry.
Definitely not.
Jared stretches out next to Jensen, knowing he's going to be sore come morning, and wraps his arms around him. If he's lucky, this is so going to be a weekly thing. Jared knows Jensen isn't a morning person, so it's not a surprise that when he wakes up, Jensen is still dead to the world. Jared grins, extricates himself, and grins wider at Jensen's sleepy protest. He's sore as fuck, and he has to check himself over before he leaves the room to make sure he doesn't have any hickeys Alex can see, but he knows he's not going to stop smiling for days. In the kitchen, Alex is already awake, eating a bowl of Cheerios in her pajamas. She looks up.
I'm glad it's you, she says.
Jensen gets up late.
Did you sleep better?
She asks. He smiles at her, kisses her on the top of the head.
Yeah.
Is it going to stay more?
If that's okay with you, yeah.
She looks down at her cereal.
It's okay.
Her legs swing back and forth. He can read to me sometimes, too, but not all the time. Jared pours himself some cereal and sits down across from his daughter.
Okay.
Part 3, 4 years later.
I don't want to move when Papa graduates, says Alex. Jensen glances up from the paper.
Did you tell him that?
I'm telling you, she says. We have jobs and lives. Papa doesn't.
Jensen snorts. He has a life.
He has you and a few friends, but he doesn't care about them. If you tell him you don't want to move, he won't.
Alex, you know he'd do the same for you.
Alex huffs out of breath. You're so slow!
Jensen feels pretty slow because he's totally lost.
I'm telling you to propose, Dad!
And then she flounces out.
Ordinarily, Jensen would be despairing about how kids are growing up too fast, and how his 8-year-old shouldn't be doing such a good impression of a teenager, but he's pretty well stuck on... She called him Dad.
His first instinct is to call Jared. He's been a parent for a while. He goes to Alex's soccer games, parent nights, piano recitals. They all live together. They're pretty much a family, except in name, and Jensen has always told himself he didn't mind, except when he thought about the fucking horrible possibility that something might happen to Jared, and Jensen wouldn't have anything he could do, no legal claim. But Jared's family loves him, and he knows he wouldn't be shut out, so who cared, right? Apparently, Jensen cared a lot. He calls Isaac.
Dude, not everybody fucking wakes up at dark 30.
It's noon, you freak.
Some of us got laid last night.
I got laid last night.
Yeah, but you're playing Happy Families or whatever.
Look, just shut up and...
She called me Dad.
There's a silence.
Isaac?
I'm trying to figure out a response that doesn't make me sound as gay as you.
Jensen smirks.
You want to squeal like a little girl, don't you?
Shut up.
This is big, right? Like, good.
Jensen runs his hand through his hair.
I think so.
She wants me to propose. Dude. Yeah, I guess she thinks if we're married, we won't leave Boston.
You're leaving?
Jared's graduating. She thinks he wants to move.
Does he?
God, I don't know. The school year just started. We haven't talked about it.
So what's the plan?
The plan is, I want to marry him.
No shit. You've been wanting to marry him for, like, 4 years.
Jensen thinks about denying it, and he's not sure what he wants to say.
Just 2.5?
It's not like it matters that much.
I think I gotta talk to Alex first.
She gave you permission. What's there to talk about?
Jensen sighs.
I'll let you know when it's done.
Alex's room is painted blue and green. Jared and Jensen did it a couple years ago while Megan and Alex supervised. She has posters up of mostly female athletes. Jared keeps trying to get her to put up pictures of boys, and she rolls her eyes. Jensen's pretty sure she has them in the diary she keeps in the middle drawer, so Jared won't know she likes boys at all. She's sketching in the diary when Jensen comes in. She sweeps it into her drawer and glares.
Knock!
Jensen rubs the back of his neck.
Sorry.
She turns her chair around so she's facing him.
What is it?
We need to talk, kid.
I already know about sex.
Jensen coughs.
Jesus, you're 8!
Aunt Meggie bought me a book.
Yeah, well, I'm going to talk to Aunt Meggie about that, but not you. We got other stuff to talk about.
What? She says, looking petulant.
I want to marry your dad.
You want to marry my papa, she corrects, her voice daring him to make a big deal of it.
You're my dad.
I want to be, he says cautiously.
But here's the thing. If I'm your dad, I'm your dad.
No duh.
I mean, it's forever. It's not when you feel like it. It's not when it's convenient. If I tell you to do something, you do it. You don't get to say no because I'm Jensen.
Alex rolls her eyes.
Papa gave me this talk when you moved in.
Jensen blinks.
Really?
Not about you being my dad, she says, like Jensen is an idiot for not already knowing this, but about listening to you.
Oh, says Jensen.
Well, it has to be... If we move, I'm still your dad. If your papa doesn't marry me, I'd still like to be your dad.
Like papa's not going to marry you.
Jensen sighs, looks away.
Look, Alex, what I'm saying is, I don't want to be your dad just so I can marry your papa. I want to marry him, but totally apart from that, I want to be your dad.
Alex fidgets a little, turns back to her desk.
You are my dad. You don't get a choice.
Jensen grins. He kisses her on the top of her head.
I love you too, kid.
Alex scrubs her hand over her hair.
Gross.
Jared's working on a project at the library, and he's due back around 5. Jensen finds himself sitting on the front steps, waiting. It's fall, still warm, and he just kind of... He wants to take a minute. He bought a ring last year, and he'd been trying to figure out the best way to do it, how to ask Jared to let him be a part of his life forever. It turns out it wasn't Jared he really wanted to ask. He's fairly sure he knows Jared's answer.
Dude, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze like that, says Jared, grinning as he comes toward the stairs.
Jensen just jumps up off the stairs, crosses the yard, and pulls Jared's lips to his. Jared smiles into his mouth, kissing back, and laughs a little.
Nice to see you, too.
Want to get married? He asks.
What?
I asked Alex. Okay, Alex pretty much kicked my ass and told me to marry you.
Jared laughs. Did she call you a pansy?
No, says Jensen, and she shouldn't even know that word. You're a sucky...
Jared raises his eyebrows.
Jensen laughs a little, looks away.
She's calling me dad now.
Jared kisses him again.
Yeah, he says. Okay, let's get married.
She wants to stay in Boston, too.
How come she never tells me this stuff? Jared asks, sighing.
Girls are always closer to their dads, says Jensen innocently.
Jared shoves him. You're going to be smug for, like, months, right?
Jensen shrugs. Maybe a little.
Things Change, My Dear, Part 4, by Shosh. The first time someone her age actually straight up, flat out tells Alex that her parents are attractive, she's 16. It's not like she didn't sort of know it. When she was younger, if either her papa or her dad took her out alone, they'd get looks from women, women who clearly wanted to be her new mother or something. And they'd cozy up to her, as if she was the secret door into her parents' hearts, like if they got her, everything else would follow. That was stupid for a lot of reasons, of course, and Alex just kind of assumed back then that there weren't a lot of men without wives and the pickings were very slim.
That hurts, her papa said, mock-wounded. I'm very desirable.
Keep telling yourself that, said her dad.
Alex thought they were both stupid.
Last year, her friend Sylvia started reading slash fanfic, and now whenever she comes over, she's clearly hoping she'll catch Alex's parents making out or something. But she never said it was because they were hot or anything. Alex figured it was because Sylvia didn't know any other gay guys she could use to make her fic more realistic. Alex keeps telling her they're pretty much like anyone else, but Sylvia thinks it's really important that Angus and Oliver tell each other that, like, they're snuggle wuggums or something. Which Papa has maybe said once, on an anniversary or something, but then Dad would have smacked him and told him he was a tool, so it's not really romantic. Sylvia isn't great with taking constructive criticism, though. Still, maybe Alex has been a little naive. Whatever, they're her parents. She knows they love each other and, like, sleep together, presumably because they find each other, well, attractive, sexy, something. She tries not to think too much about any part of their sex habits. All she ever really remembers is that when she was little, she tried to convince her papa that sleeping with her would be just as fun as sleeping with Dad. And now, whenever either of them reminds her of that, she glares and snarls, and sometimes locks herself in her room with embarrassment. Anyway. Kimberly and Tanya aren't really her friends. They're in her biology class, and they're friends with each other, which is seriously unfair. She really wanted to work with Matt Hallbrook, who's her lab partner and really cute, and who might, maybe, if she's lucky, like her. He's sweet and funny and has glasses thick enough that no one else has noticed his good points. He blushes sometimes when she wears low tank tops. Alex might be a little shy, but she knows she's got pretty awesome boobs and not a bad face, and this whole never-been-kissed thing is mostly her being picky, not undesirable. And, okay, a little bit of it is her being awkward. When she was starting high school, she bitched a little to Dad about it, because Papa's great and smart, but shyness has never been a problem for him.
You can't be worse at high school than I was, Dad told her.
Maybe I can be, she retorted. I'm really good at being worse than you. Dad snorted.
You are not. Besides, kids in my class actually thought I was mute.
Alex snickered.
Mute?
I was really shy, Jesus.
It must be genetic.
Dad made a face, something between amused and pained and fond. He still makes that face whenever she pretends like they're related. She loves making him make that face.
Yeah, he said after a pause. That must be it.
Anyway, it's Saturday, and Tanya and Kimberly are at her house to work on a project when Dad comes home from a run. Okay, so it's probably Alex's own fault for not warning him they had company, because if he'd known, he wouldn't have pulled off his sweaty shirt and come into the living room in just his shorts.
Ugh, Dad, Alex says, in the most grossed-out voice she can manage. There are people here! Wear clothes!
It's hard to tell that Dad's flushing, given that he's red and sweaty from his run, but Alex knows.
He says, rubbing the back of his neck. Hi, guys. I'll just get out of your hair.
He flees into the bathroom, and Alex doesn't even feel a little bad about it until she turns back and sees Kimberly and Tanya gaping.
What? She asks.
Holy fuck, says Tanya, and Alex can tell she feels really cool and edgy for swearing like that.
Lame.
Your stepdad is hot.
My dad, Alex corrects.
Her friends all know that Jensen isn't her stepdad. He's her only dad.
Matt Hallbrook knows that.
Matt Hallbrook asked her the difference between her papa and her dad. She should be working with him.
I thought your dad was the tall one, says Kimberly.
They're both my dad.
Tanya waves her hand.
But he's not related to you, right? That's gotta help.
Help what?
It's okay to think he's hot, because he's not your real dad.
Alex sees red.
The last time someone said Jensen wasn't her real dad, it was Ellie Fisher in sixth grade. Ellie was Alex's first friend once she hit middle school, and she'd really liked her, until Ellie found out that Alex had two daddies and started talking about how unnatural and sinful it was, and Alex punched her in the face and almost broke her nose. She'd gotten suspended for 3 days, and Papa had patiently explained that just because a girl was a bitch didn't mean she was allowed to punch her, even if it should have, and Dad said there should be a rule against Papa being a parent. So she doesn't fucking punch Tanya Winters. Instead, she takes a deep breath and focuses on her hands.
If you ever, she says very carefully, say that Jensen Ackles isn't my real dad ever again, I am going to hurt you. And trust me, just because my dads are gay doesn't mean I don't know how to kick your fucking ass.
Alex doesn't swear to feel edgy. She swears because she fucking means it. Tanya blinks.
It's a compliment, she says haughtily.
My dad is old and gross.
So is mine, she grits out.
Dad's not actually that old. He's 39, and most of her peers' parents are closer to 50 than 40. But he's Dad, and old and gross is pretty much part of the definition of the word Dad. She lets out a breath.
Get out.
I'll finish. Tanya looks. What? I'll do all the work. I don't care. I don't want to see you. You're a freak, Padalecki, Kimberly spits as they leave. Alex has heard that one before. When Dad gets out of the shower, Alex is still sitting on the couch, staring at her hands. Dad blinks. Where'd your friends go? They're not my friends, says Alex, looking up. They're my partners for biology, and I don't even like them. She feels him sit next to her on the couch. What happened? She groans. They think you're hot. What? They think you're hot, and they think I should think you're hot because I'm not actually related to you, and I wanted to punch them. I'm glad you didn't. I'm not. My knuckles itch. Dad ruffles her hair. You did the right thing. Kicking them out and telling them I'd end them if they ever said it again? I am hot. Go to Papa if you want your ego stroked. She pauses. And if you say Papa strokes anything else, I'll end you too. You know, it's not like I wish I could talk to you about my sex life. I hate the idea as much as you do. There is no way. You say that now. Wait until you have kids. You'll see. Telling a teenager to wait to bitch until the future is like telling a dog not to lick itself. Man, with that kind of analogy skill, you're going to kick ass on the SATs. They took analogies out of the SATs. Now that's a shame. Alex sighs. Why couldn't it just be possible for us to be related? I never had a mom. It's not like anyone would know. And I don't want you to be a girl or anything. I wish people wouldn't look at us and think I can only belong to one of you. Dad puts his arm around her and leans his cheek against the top of her head. When Alex was 10, a boy told her she was a mistake. She didn't hit him, but only because she was crying too hard. Dad came to pick her up at school. Hey, was what he said, and she hugged him and didn't let go until he'd carried her to the car and then into the house. She'd never felt so small. He didn't speak again until she was curled up against him in his and Papa's bed. What happened?
He said I was a mistake. And I know he didn't know, but I was. I wasn't supposed to happen.
Dad didn't say anything for a long time. You weren't, he finally agrees. But you're not a mistake. God, Alex, you're not.
I know what happened, she said. Don't lie to me.
You weren't planned. Papa had a life. He was going to be an actor. He didn't want me. You're the most wanted kid I've ever met in my life. She tried to squirm away, but Dad held on.
Don't lie!
You are. Your papa didn't have to take you. He wasn't going to. You were some kid he'd never met that he could give up. And then he saw you, and he couldn't, because he already loved you so much. It helped a little. And then there's me. You? She asked. I love you, he said, and I don't have to. And you and your papa are the best thing that's ever happened to me. So you really can't be a mistake, because if you weren't born, your papa'd be in Hollywood, and I never would have met either of you. Somehow, Dad always knows just what to say, even when it's nothing. Alex doesn't know how long they just sit there, leaning against each other silently, Dad's wet hair dripping onto the top of her head. They're still like that when Papa comes in. Hey, family, he says with a bright Papa grin. Aw, is it cuddle time and no one told me? Alex's classmates think I'm hot and it's emotionally damaging her, says Dad without moving. You are hot, says Papa, leaning down to kiss Dad quickly. Gross, says Alex, wrinkling her nose automatically. Our love is beautiful, says Papa. I swear I'm not related to you. You take after your dad, says Papa easily, like it's not a big deal, like it's possible. Alex smiles just a little. Papa plops down on the sofa on her other side, gets his arm around her with plenty of room to touch Dad, too. Papa in his freakish arms. She lets herself sit for a few seconds. Then she says, this is getting too gay for me. Homophobe, says Papa. Alex snorts. Yeah, that's me. I have homework to do. It's Saturday, says Papa, as Dad curls into him. Sylvia would be taking notes. Who does homework on a Saturday? People who are going bowling tomorrow. Are there going to be boys there? Asks Papa. Alex does not flush. She worked very hard teaching herself to not flush. She had Natalie say embarrassing things to her while she looked in the mirror and concentrated. Sometimes she thinks she wants to be an actress. I'm 16, Papa, she points out. I hang out with boys. Is your boyfriend going to be there? Matt's going to be there. She managed to ask him, and he managed to say yes. She was proud of both of them. I don't have a boyfriend. But no one thinks you're mute, Dad says innocently. Alex has to smile. Don't make out on the couch, she says. I sit on that couch. When you get a boyfriend, you aren't ever allowed to make out with him anywhere. I'm a teenager. I'm not supposed to listen to you. If you don't leave, we're going to start making out. If I do leave, you're going to start making out. You're screwed, Papa agrees happily. Alex shakes her head and goes to her room. She doesn't get it. Her parents are seriously so gross.
Heaven is Easy for Girls by Shosh. Okay, says Sylvia. That's Angus. Sylvia convinced Alex that, since it was summer and they had a lot of time, Alex and Natalie needed to start watching Endless Days. Alex isn't totally sold on the idea. She's pretty sure Sylvia's goal is to get them to start reading fanfic, and Alex doesn't really quite get the appeal. She's never been angry enough at a TV show to sit down and decide to do it better. He's cute, Natalie grants, but I can see why you think he's gay. He is gay, says Sylvia smugly. I mean, his actor is. Alex cocks her head. He looks really familiar. Sylvia flushes. Did you ever see High School Musical? Alex stares. Oh, God. Yeah, says Sylvia, drawing out the word. He was Ryan. I can't believe you watch a show with the guy from High School Musical in it. Zac Efron was in High School Musical. Zac Efron got an Oscar. That cancels out High School Musical. Did whoever he is get an Oscar? Lucas Grabeel. No, but still, he's really good. Who's the other guy you like? Asks Natalie. Oliver, says Sylvia. He'll be on soon. And you like reading about them having sex? Asks Natalie, clearly dubious. There's a lot of tension, says Sylvia primly. And I'm more into RPS now anyway. Alex sighs. Do I want to know? Real person slash. If you're writing fanfic about my parents, I'm going to hurt you, says Alex. Actors, says Sylvia. God! Not, I don't write about your parents. So you write about Lucas Grabeel and his boyfriend? Asks Natalie, possibly realizing that talking about Alex's parents is a good way to possibly start a fistfight. This is why Natalie is her best friend. No, she says. I write about Aldous Hodge. That's Oliver. See, he was on this show Leverage like 10 years ago. Alex has a bad feeling about this suddenly. And he's still really good friends with this guy, Christian Kane, who was like his character's BFF. And they hang out all the time, so... Oh, God, says Alex, dropping her head between her legs. You write porn about Uncle Chris. The first year they went to Dad's house for part of Christmas, Alex was 7. It had been weird, because Dad had only just become Dad instead of Jensen, and Alex wasn't sure about his parents or her grandparents or anything. Papa had immediately taken to them, calling them Mama and Papa Ackles, while Alex stiffly held out her hand and said, It's nice to meet you. They'd only been there for, like, an hour when Chris Kane showed up. She didn't know he was Chris at that point. Just that guy from that show Dad watched. Is this your kid? Was the first thing he said, grinning at Alex. Alex shrunk behind Papa's leg. Jesus, Chris, don't be scary, said Dad. He was grinning a little, gave the guy a big hug. Papa ruffled her hair. Gonna introduce this man? Chris, be nice, said Jensen. This is my, fiancé, Jared, and our daughter Alex. God, you're making me feel old, said Chris, shaking his head. Getting married and shit? He knelt down so he was at eye level with Alex. Hey, kid, I'm Chris. Me and your dad go way back. You're on TV, she said after a pause. He grinned. Yeah, I'm on TV. Sylvia stares at her for a minute. What? Jesus Christ, says Alex. He and my dad grew up together. We see him at Christmas. Dad used to sing with him in college. Oh my God, says Sylvia. Natalie snorts. Your family in Hollywood, Alex. It's ridiculous. What else is there? Asks Sylvia. She still looks dazed. Alex assumes she's calculating the degrees of separation between her and Chris Kane. Alex's papa, says Natalie in a sing-song, was going to be a TV star. He's got an IMDb page. Then he could already be in RPS. He was in one episode of Gilmore Girls, says Alex. It doesn't count. Why'd he stop acting? Asks Sylvia. Natalie starts to answer, but Alex cuts her off. His girlfriend got pregnant.
Sylvia blushes dark. Oh, God, Alex, I didn't mean... Alex's phone rings before she can say anything more, which is probably good. But it's ringtone number 5, which means it's Matt. Who's that? Asks Natalie. Natalie knows all her ringtones, of course, but this one has never actually been used. She picked it because it was unique but innocuous. Papa and Dad would never figure out it was someone she... that it was Matt. Matt, she breathes, and Sylvia and Natalie sober instantly. Pick it up, says Natalie after a second. Can I go to your room? Asks Alex. Go, go, Natalie shoos her, and then report. Alex closes Natalie's door behind her, takes a breath, and says, Hello? Hey, Alex, says Matt. This is Alex, yeah. Hi, it's, Matt. Holbrook? She smiles, but carefully doesn't make a sound. Hey, Matt, how's your summer? He laughs a little, and Alex is sure he didn't mean to do it. Okay, I'm working at Trader Joe's, which is kind of cool, I guess. Oh, yeah? She says, knowing she should say something better. Yeah, what about you? I'm at the library, she says, and just hanging out. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. There's a moment of silence. So, says Matt, I thought, maybe you'd want to hang out sometime? Her breath catches. Yeah, she manages. Sure. Oh, he sounds surprised. Cool. I wanted to see the time traveler's wife, maybe? I heard it was good. Yeah, she says. I could see that. Hey, Papa, says Alex. Jared glances over. She's doing her casual voice. He's fairly sure she hasn't realized he can read her this well, which he doesn't mind. He's supposed to have an edge on her. Hey, kid, he says. I'm making eggs. You want? Sure. She slips into a stool across the bar from him. How did you and Dad get together? Jared raises his eyebrows. You were there. She snorts. I was 4. I didn't care that much. Jared grins. I knocked him over trying to get to the bus, and I thought he was amazingly hot and maybe into guys, so I started talking to him. Was he really shy? He was kind of getting over that, I guess. It's not like I was talking and he was just sitting there or something. Andy was really unsubtle, asking me if I had a girlfriend. Alex smiles at that. How did you tell him about me? I just said it. It wasn't a big production or anything. Huh, says Alex, looking down. What's up? Asks Jared. Nothing. So you're just asking me about me and Dad for the hell of it? Alex shrugs. All my friends know how their parents got together. Jared sighs. You ever wonder about your mom? Alex glares immediately. No. Alex has a mother who gets curious about her. Alex has a half-brother and a half-sister out there in the world. Jared's never told her about the kids. He and Jensen talk about if they should, sometimes. Jared regrets that Alex is an only child every now and then. He loves her, and he doesn't feel empty with just one child, but he and Jensen both came from bigger families, and he wonders if she's missing out, if he's failing somehow. Why not? Because I have a family already. Jared sighs. Your family can be more than just us. Aunt Meggie, says Alex instantly. Grandma and Grandpa. Mama and Papa Ackles. Uncle Jeff and Uncle Josh and Aunt Mackenzie. And even Uncle Isaac and Aunt Mary and everyone, God. Jared smiles. Okay, fine, but she's nice, and she's curious about you. She doesn't get to be my mom. No, Jared agrees. But she could maybe be someone. Alex looks down at the table. I'll think about it. Alex Padalecki, says Brian. Fuck, dude, you're gonna get your ass kicked. I am not, says Matt. He's nervous as hell, but not because he thinks Alex is gonna kill him. But he doesn't date a lot, and she's hot and smart and doesn't put up with bullshit, and if he screws up, she's probably going to dump him. He doesn't really know why she hasn't dumped him already. Alex is tough. You know she broke Ellie Fisher's nose in 6th grade? Everyone knows that. Ellie still hides if she sees Alex in the halls. So? So Ellie is, like, the nicest girl ever, and Alex is kind of crazy. She's not. She's... Shut up, man. She's hot as fuck, don't get me wrong, but something's wrong there. Plus, she's got 2 dads. Ryan, I like you, says Matt, so please don't be a stupid homophobe, man. Not like that. Dude, I don't care they're gay. But seriously, 1 scary protective father sucks. She's got 2. Oh, says Matt. He groans. I hate you. I didn't even think about that. Someone's going to kick your ass here, is what I'm saying. Thanks, jerk. Alex leaves with a, I'm going to the movies, bye, one Friday night. Huh, says Jensen. Weird. I think she's got a date. Jensen raises his eyebrows. Really? She was asking me about how we got together, and she's got a new ringtone. I think it's a boy. Jensen snorts. You're such a snoop, Padalecki. I haven't picked a lock in her diary yet. The yet in there is pretty worrying. I'm her papa. It's my job. As her dad, is it my job to talk you out of being a dumbass? I think that's your job as my husband. I have to do so much shit, says Jensen, shaking his head. Tons, agrees Jared, then shoves him up against the counter and kisses him. It's not like every time Alex leaves, they start necking like teenagers. But Jared likes to make noise when he has sex, and they can't really do that when Alex is around. So they have quiet sex, and it's good, but when they're alone, Jared likes taking advantage of it. Not that Jensen minds. Of course, that's when the door slams open, when Jensen's shirt is gone and Jared's tongue is halfway down his throat. Forgot my... God! Alex's eyes widen and she glares hard. I eat in there! She grabs her cell phone, storms back over to the door, and shouts, Go to your room! Jared slumps over onto Jensen and laughs his ass off. Jensen pets his shoulder. You're paying for the therapy, honey. She meets Matt outside the theater. He's in jeans and a t-shirt, thick glasses and messy hair. She wishes they'd clarified if hanging out meant a date. She's pretty sure, but it'd be nice to be totally sure. He half waves when he sees her, and then drops his hand, like he's realizing this is lame. Hey, she says, giving him her biggest smile. Hi, he says. What's up? My parents are gross, she says, smiling. How's the store? A kid broke 3 jars of jelly all over the floor. She laughs, and she can see him relax a little. That's a nice thing about libraries. I guess so. He smiles a little shakily. Want to get seats? Yeah, let's. On the way in, he buys her popcorn, even though she doesn't ask, and she leaves her hand on the armrest between them, just in case he wants to take it. When they get out of the theater, he means to offer to walk her home. Instead, he says, Why did you punch Ellie Fisher? She blinks at him slowly, like she doesn't know where this came from. He doesn't either, except that he's curious. Why do you want to know? The only thing I've ever heard is that it's 'cause you're crazy, he says. And I know you're not crazy. Because she said my dad wasn't really my dad, she says finally. It's not the answer he was expecting. What? Alex shrugs awkwardly. Why didn't you ever tell anyone? He blurts out. He knows he shouldn't, but it's not crazy to punch someone for being a jerk about your parents' sexuality. He gets that. He thinks everyone would. Alex looks away. I hate it, she says, when people say shit like that. I don't want to give anyone ideas. Oh, he says. He kind of wants to kiss her, but instead he says, Can I walk you home? You can walk me to the train, she says, grinning. If you come to the house, Papa's going to grill you. Okay, he agrees. She smiles a little shyly. Maybe next time? Next time? If you want to see another movie or... Yeah, he says, probably too eagerly. Great. She grins so big he can see her dimples. Want to grab a coffee? Yeah. You guys better not be naked in here. Jared hears Alex call from the door. Yeah, we're watching Die Hard naked, Jensen calls back. I don't need to know about your kinks, Dad. How was the date? Jared asks as she comes in. Alex glares. It wasn't a date. It wasn't? Asks Jared. Then who'd you go with? No one, says Alex and slams the door. Jensen pokes him in the ribs. Don't be a dumbass. She'll be back, Jared says loftily, settling against Jensen again. 10 minutes later, Alex comes out of her room. So it was a date, big deal. Was it a good date? Asks Jared. Alex looks resolutely at the TV. Yes. Are you going out with him again? Jared pauses. Him? Her? Him, yes. You like him, huh? Says Jensen. Yes. Are we done? Jared laughs. I want his social security number. Alex rolls her eyes. Don't be a freak, Papa. The next day, Natalie and Sylvia come over to watch more Endless Days. Natalie arrives first and says, Tell me everything. We We watched the movie, he bought me popcorn, we got coffee, he walked me home. She pauses. He asked me why I punched Ellie Fisher.
What did you tell him?
The truth. Natalie smiles. Did he ask you out again? I asked him. Natalie grins. Very progressive. She looks away then. Actually, speaking of that.
Of what?
Being progressive, I guess.
Okay.
If, she says carefully, I wanted to go out with Sylvia, would that be weird?
Kind of, Alex admits. But you should anyway.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She pauses.
You like her?
Natalie rubs the back of her head.
I guess.
Alex manages a smile, even if she doesn't quite feel it. Just please don't tell me if you guys co-write porn about my Uncle Chris.
Natalie laughs. I promise.
When Jared gets home, Alex is sitting on the couch, looking intently at nothing.
Hey,
he tries.
Hi,
she says. Is Dad with you?
No, he's with a patient. Why?
When does it get good? She asks, ignoring his question.
When does what get good?
Dating.
When guys figure out how their dicks work.
Papa!
Sorry, I don't know. When you really like them?
I do really like him.
What do you do?
Nothing, I don't even know if it was a date, and it seems so complicated and stupid and everything.
Okay, says Jared, sitting down next to her and putting his arm around her shoulders. It gets good when you really like them, and they really like you, and you both know it.
Was it like that with you and my mom? She asks quietly.
Jared has to think about that one.
No, he says. I mean, I liked her, she liked me, but it wasn't really... We were pretty casual.
How did it happen?
We were in the same English class, ended up making out at a party, says Jared easily. We figured we might as well go out.
And what about me?
Jared smiles. I think you know where babies come from by now, kid.
Yeah, but did you forget a condom or what?
No, we used protection. It just, I don't know, says Jared, shrugging. It happened.
Alex leans her head on his shoulder.
Maybe you could give her my email address.
Your mom?
He asks.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's her name?
Kelly.
She's married to a guy named Peter. They have two kids.
Kids?
A son named Luke and a daughter named Hope.
I have... Really?
Yeah.
Oh, she says, almost a breath.
How old?
Luke's 5 and Hope just turned 2.
God.
We weren't sure if we should tell you, he admits.
She should email me, says Alex.
I'll tell her, says Jared. Then, quietly,
what's his name?
Matt, she says.
Tell me about him,
he says, and she does.